Jerry Bader Show, 10:50. Wausau Daily Herald over the weekend reported on the list of seven songs that stirred an intense and emotional debate about the role of religion in public schools. Consists of four secular and three sacred religious songs. Five of the seven songs Phil Book, director of the Wausau West High Master Singers, had hoped the group would perform at various venues during the holiday season, had a Christmas theme. Book submitted the list to a new music review committee made up of four district music teachers and administrators. And during that process, the legal counsel for the district deemed the performance list too focused on the religious holiday of Christmas. Book was asked to submit a playlist with more balance. Book placed the group on hiatus, saying the restriction went too far. As you know, that changed. Hundreds of people turned out to oppose that effort Thursday night in a special meeting of the school board. Vast majority of the crowd supported Book and opposed the restrictions, but few in the auditorium at Wausau East High School knew specifically what songs were being restricted. Actually, they reported this on Friday. The songs Book proposed would be fine if they were performed by the master singers in the context of a larger concert. Actually, let me back up. Superintendent Kathleen Williams said the fact that Master Singers was acting as a caroling group is a problem. Caroling is endorsing Christmas, which is a very religious holiday, she said, and runs afoul of separation of church and state laws. The songs Book proposed would be fine if they were performed by the Master Singers in the context of a larger concert, such as West's annual holiday concert, traditionally performed in the Grand Theater in downtown Wausau, Williams said. But when the Master Singers group performs the pieces by invitation, the emphasis of the performance changes. I want to now bring in, again, Wausau School Board member Pat McKee to discuss this. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Let's start here. In your mind, I mean, a lot of people walked away from Thursday's meeting thinking this issue has been put to bed. Is that a misperception?
Well, first of all, let me offer a disclaimer that these are my thoughts, my opinions as one member of the board.
Yes.
And I don't profess to speak for how the entire Wausau Board of Education is viewing this. My opinion, is this done and over with? Absolutely not.
Why do you say that?
It is, and I think we may have talked about this last week at one point, but it is the concern that I have is not just grounded in the Master Singers and the elementary school concerts. The larger issue, I believe, as it pertains to offering the students of the Wausau School District the best possible education, is the process by which that decision or that set of decisions, whatever we're going to call it, came about. Again, my opinion, there was a disconnect between what the community desired versus what was being implemented in these administrative rules and guidelines, and the Board of Education being elected by the community and not having an opportunity to debate that whatsoever, to me is the larger issue at this point in time.
And related to that, again, Superintendent Williams does not say from where these concerns sprung. Why did she seemingly suddenly feel that the district was afoul on this? And I still haven't heard an answer to that. Have you?
No. Based on the information that was presented during Thursday evening's meeting, I am unable to figure out exactly where that concern stemmed from.
I'm going to ask you a delicate question, and I'll understand. Well, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to ask it. There is an online petition calling for Superintendent Williams' resignation. Do you agree with that sentiment or not?
Well, I believe that we still have more facts to gather regarding how this came about. You know, I mean, and it really goes to the question that you just asked relative to, you know, why suddenly this change. How did that come about? What precipitated it? And then, as I said, my concern as one member of the board is how did this, a change of this magnitude, get implemented when, I know speaking for myself, I knew absolutely nothing about it. So if people are going to take, you know, kind of some of the cloud around those questions and extend it that far as to ask for her resignation online, that is obviously well within their rights. And I think as I get more information about this, I will be able to form a more substantive opinion.
All right. Wausau School Board Member Pat McKee, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.
Yep. And we'll continue to have more on that. Here's another thing the petition points out. This is the online petition. Here is something that I have not discussed. This is not a secret in Wausau. This is well known. But let me read this from the petition, and then I want to comment on it. We need a leader who is an engaged, connected, and dedicated member of our community, not one who is merely a commuter. We don't believe it's appropriate nor acceptable for Dr. Williams to collect a $177,711 pension from the taxpayers of the state of Illinois while collecting a $156,000 salary from Wisconsin taxpayers and accumulating a pension in our state. Now, it's legal because her previous job, well, I believe it was Cook County, but I might be wrong on that. It wasn't in Wisconsin, it was in Illinois. But yes, she is collecting a $177,000 pension and a $156,000 salary. Nice work if you can get it, but I will tell you, it doesn't... I think if you're retired, you should be retired. And Wisconsin has addressed that when it comes to Wisconsin and Wisconsin jobs. But there is nothing illegal about it. It is what it is. I saw an ad during college football, and we're going to take this topic up tomorrow because we just didn't get to it today. And here's another indication that at my age, my memory is fading just way too fast. I saw an ad for a website, you know, a dating website, whatever you want to call it, blackpeoplemeet.com. Jason, you've heard of it? Apparently so have I, and I've forgotten. My daughter goes, Dad, we've talked about this. And I didn't remember it. So I did a little research on it because a lot of people feel it's racist to have a site for black people. Well, if you go to it, and I did, there are white people there. And were I a single man, I could, even though I'm white, I could enroll. So I don't know that it is racist. However, in researching this, I found a very, 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 very interesting defense of it from a black woman. And I'm going to share that tomorrow because whether or not you feel this site is racist, she says some fascinating things. And we'll have the latest from Washington. It's 10:58, just 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?